Well, good evening and welcome. Thanks, everybody, for joining our Perium Lifestyle call. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. And as you know, our Wednesday night calls are usually hosted by David Sandoval. He's our owner-founder. He wrote the Green Foods Bible. Unfortunately, and many of you may have heard, Dave had a tremendous fire all around his property in Central California. It was called the Lake Isabella or the Erskine Fire. And thankfully, his property was spared. All the buildings and everything about his facility has been spared, but pretty much all around him is a disaster area. So there's plumbing out, electricity out, cell phone towers down, wildlife burned, all kinds of stuff. And so Dave tried to get as far out of the area as he could tonight to be able to help and host and ask questions to Dr. Luca, but unfortunately he was not able to find stable cell service just because of the situation. It's really literally a disaster area around his house. So thankfully he's safe, his property is safe, and I know that we're looking forward to hosting some David Sandoval Academy of Learning events along with the Blue Diamond event coming up in the fall. So, you know, everything will be fine, but tonight, unfortunately, you all are stuck with me as the poor imitation of a host, along with, luckily, a super talented person who's going to be the primary presenter, which is Dr. Luca Moretti. So so glad that you're on the line. I heard people calling in from all over, north, south, east, west, and glad that everybody is on the line. We've got our Super Amino 23 special going on here this month. And so it's going to be my great honor and responsibility to interview Dr. Luca Moretti. And for those of you who joined part one and part two, you understand that he is the creator and founder of the Super Amino 23 product and was involved in the clinical studies. And, you know, he's really the expert's expert. And so we're glad to have him on the line here for part three. So once again, Dr. Luca, welcome. Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Oh. All right. Well, excellent. Well, I'm going to ask you a handful of questions here, and, you know, feel free to take it away as the expert. And want to start with a question about the idea of pre-digested protein that goes through the lymphatic system. So I know you touched on this a little bit in some of the earlier calls, but especially for those who didn't hear it, or maybe, you know, maybe there's a different way that you can talk about that idea of how these proteins are pre-digested, why that's important, you know, the difference between going through the lymphatic system versus going through the digestive system and why that helps the proteins get directly to the muscle. So I know that's a really important point about this product and would love to hear more from you about that.
Okay, we can start right away explain what is the difference, because I believe that first under the scientific point of view, but also under the sales point of view, of course, any possible consumer or potential consumer is going to ask, what is the difference between Super Amino and a steak or a piece of chicken or three eggs? And, of course, the difference is huge. Let me tell you why. Because, like David Sandoval said, that we were also associating Super Amino this evening with the weight control that we have in the program in Purium. And what is the difference? During weight control, you always, in a weight loss program, you need, of course, number one, to lose weight. But you can also lose weight by starvation. Now, what is the difference by losing weight by starvation and losing excess of fat tissue, which means preserving the muscle, preserving the immune system, and preserving the libido, and also preventing the yo-yo effect, that you have to eat protein. Now, why you have to eat protein? Because we have the human body and also all mammals, we have what is called inevitable loss of protein per day. We lose independently what we are doing, even in a bed resting, we lose more or less, to give an idea to our audience, a 3/4 of a pound of tissue per day is catabolized, is destroyed, which means that we need the protein daily intake to just replenish, to substitute, to resynthesize those cells that are lost. Now, what happens if we don't have the right protein in the right amount? That we lose those cells. Now, those cells are not just muscle cells, are organ cells, are skin cells, are immune system cells, bloodstream cells, which means we lose part of our life and is the damage that normally occurs with starvation. Now, in all the weight loss program where you lose also those cells, you have the yo-yo effect. Why? Because when you stop doing that program and you start eating, of course, protein again, for the brain is priority number one to regain as soon as possible those cells that were lost. And therefore, you regain everything that you lost through starvation. And you are going to ask me, of course, and what is the difference between taking super amino and taking a steak or a piece of chicken or eggs? The difference is huge. The difference is that super amino in 15 tablets per day doesn't get even 1 calorie per day, which means that there is no way with any food protein that you can get such amount of protein, the equivalent to almost 3/4 of a pound of meat, fish, or poultry per day without calories. And what happens if you take with the calories? That there is no way that you are going to lose fat, because with the calories that are going to provide that 3/4 of a pound of meat, fish, or poultry is more than enough to sustain the body in one day, which means that only a few fraction is going to lose weight. Meanwhile, most of them, they are not going to lose any weight. Therefore, wow. What happened? That in addition to that, what you said before, Dave, in addition to that, you have the fact that by eating 3/4 of a pound of meat, fish, or poultry, you're going to need minimum between 3 to 6 hours of digestion, which means everything is going to work in your body. You're going to just work with your digestive system, with your liver, with your kidney, with your heart. Of course, everything, all organs are going to work. Now, what is the difference with the super amino 23? What you asked before is already pre-digested. What means really in simple words? That we don't have to wait 6 hours to get the benefit from super amino 23. We just have to wait 23 minutes. Within 23 minutes is going to go directly in our bloodstream and is going to be used right away. And after, this is something that nobody knows, or very few they knows, after 1 hour 15 minutes is already synthesized in cells. People, they don't know how fast cells are synthesized in our body. Per second we synthesize hundreds of millions of cells each second, which means it's something difficult even to think about. Now, again, what is the difference? Number one, we are not going to overload digestive system, cardiovascular system, liver, kidney, which means it's a blessing because they are not overloaded, just to use and utilize the super amino 23. In addition, there is no toxin that has to be eliminated or metabolized, which is also, again, and there is no calories. Again, 15 tablets of superamino 23, they are going to give you not even 1 calorie per day.
Well, that's
that
amazing.
Cannot be done by any other product.
Well, so, you know, when you talk about this information, and the information is amazing, you know, as far as the zero calories and how quick it's synthesized within 23 minutes, I know that you're talking from facts, and I know that you're talking based upon some clinical studies, and I believe there's been,
yes.
you know, I've heard the number, you know, 10, 12, 20, 30. First of all,
so
how many
far,
clinical
Dave,
studies?
Yes. Sorry for the interruption.
Yeah.
Dave, so far we have 44 clinical studies published.
Okay, great.
This is
so
a
44
huge number. Yes, and 3 books that they talk about superamino 23.
So of the 44 studies, is there one or two studies that you wanted to just talk about as far as what the results were, you know, on a benefit that people would have? So if you don't mind, why don't you just cite
one
or two of the studies
of
that you think are the
of
most
course.
Exciting?
Of course. The most important study, let me correct something that we have said several times in our conference call, and that I don't want to appear what I'm not really. We use the word that Dr. Luca is the creator of superamino 23. As a scientist, I'm going to tell you that a human being, so far, they don't have create anything, which means that under the scientific point of view, I'm not talking about under the religious point of view. I'm talking about science. What we do, we use, like little children, a puzzle, and we take the components that Mother Nature gave us, and we play with those components. Now, what happened? We, myself, with the group that helped me, the team of scientists, we discovered superamino 23, which is the difference between discovery and creating. Discovery is something that already exists, which means I'm talking about 32 years ago, we were enough intelligent and humble to recognize that as human beings, we couldn't find superamino 23 by ourselves, because let me tell you something, Dave, to you and to our audience. If you take the mathematical calculation of a different probability to invent superamino 23, you have over 200 million different formulas. No human being can process 200 million different formula, because you cannot do with a computer. Each formula, you have to do a clinical study that takes 7 months with the subject, which human beings, that they have to be close in an hospital, which means
How did you discover that? So how did you
we
narrow down all of the possibilities?
Yeah, because we thought, listen, just because this is out of reach for any human being, we have to try what all scientists did so far. Let's copy Mother Nature. Let's take to find in Mother Nature. And we were working and working and working. We try to work, and we work with thousands of different formulas. And eventually we found a formula that nobody knows where we found it. And we said, that could be the one. But, you know, under science, you cannot say because Mother Nature did has to be good. You have to prove with clinical study if they either show that you're right or you're wrong. And after 17 years of clinical study, eventually, the result showed that Mother Nature was right.
Fantastic.
Therefore,
so-
the beauty... Yes, the beauty was that when we start with good result and good result, we were never surprised. We said, of course that has to be good. We didn't do it. This has been done by Mother Nature.
So of the 44 clinical trials that have been done, what is the one clinical trial that the results maybe were most surprising, most amazing, or the most important benefit that came from?
The first one where we got from that study, we got 27 international patents. We got over Super Amino 23 formula patents from Japan, from Germany, from France, from Italy, from 27 different countries, of course, also from the United States. But you know, like Japan, it's very, very difficult that they give a patent to a foreign institution or a foreign person. They don't give patent to that. And we get even from Japan, or of course,
wow,
from Germany. Now, the most important, of course, is the possibility that show in those clinical study that Super Amino 23 provide 99% net nitrogen utilization, which in normal words means that 99% of the tablets, the weight, the component of Super Amino 23 are going to originate cells, synthesize cells in a human body. By comparison, the best one that Mother Nature give us, and they only provide around 32%. But again, 32% net nitrogen utilization, which means that they only, if you take 10 gram of the protein, of that protein, the fraction that is going to be protein from meat, suppose, or from chicken, or from fish, only 32% is going to synthesize new cells. The difference is going to be destroyed, is going to be catabolized, which means with the soy worth, only 17% is used. The remaining 83% is catabolized, which means you can give me 100 gram of pure protein of soy, my human body is going to utilize only 17 grams. The rest is going to be an overloading for my digestive system, for my liver, and for my kidney. Why? Because Mother Nature did in that way. It's nobody's fault. Ask Mother Nature why did in that way. Now, that characteristic is huge because when not only you get the 99% net nitrogen utilization, which means the body protein synthesis, 99%, but you get in a fraction of the time that you get with dietary protein, which means that when you do the calculation, you get in the body protein synthesis with a speed that is from 42 to 96 times higher than any other dietary protein or amino acid product in the market. We measure all the copy that they try to do in the market. They have been trying to copy 147 times Super Amino 23 during the last 22 years. The highest net nitrogen utilization that they got was 11% instead of 99%.
Wow.
Why? Because they don't have the technology. In our patent, we didn't disclose the technology. We say just the result and just the basic of what to do. But, you know, you never tell all your secret.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm going to leave you too.
Yeah. No, that's great. No, that's fantastic. Well, I'm glad you didn't disclose all your secrets, and I'm glad that you've given us the formula. And It was interesting when you were talking earlier. You talked about weight loss. You talked about muscle building and athletic. I know that last
Yes,
week
yes,
we talked about
yes,
anti-aging. But there was one other
yes,
word that you
yes.
used. That one other word that you used, and this is a G-rated, family call here. But you used the word libido, and I've never heard the benefit of libido benefit
The
from the
libido,
amino
let me tell
product.
you why those, yes, because it's not a matter of the product, is that with superamino 23, you prevent the loss of libido. Let me tell you something. When you take patient that they suffer of malnutrition, which means inadequate nutrition, which means wasting syndrome, people that is consuming themselves, okay? The first things that the brain just block is the libido, which means if you take a male in those condition and you put a beautiful woman in front of him and just a dish with food, is between the two, is going always to choose the food. Why? Because the libido is lost during a lack of food, during malnutrition, and during wasting syndrome. This is so true that you're not going to believe. There are a lot of zoo of people doing weight loss program, has been during historically, especially here in the United States, that they sue, suppose the doctor, saying, "Listen, I'm 25 years old. I'm a male, an adult, and I was perfectly normal. I started this diet with you, and I became impotent." That is true. With those diets, without protein, on starvation, where you don't have the right amount of protein, the first things that produce is impotence.
Well, that's
And
a great
therefore,
explanation. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
yes.
Well,
Yes,
interesting.
for
Well,
that
thanks for clarifying
reason,
that.
for that reason, you always say that in the United Nations, and this is seems a joke, but it's true, in the United Nations they say, in a developing country we try to help and send them food, and what happened is, of course, that they get the food, they get nutrition, and they just multiply themselves because they start having babies. This is
Got
true.
it.
The
Sure.
first that happen when you nourish somebody that suffer of malnutrition is that wake up the libido again. And of course
Well,
they are going to have more children.
excellent. Well, that's a great answer. Thanks for sharing that. That makes a lot of sense. So we're down to just a few minutes left to wrap up. I have one last question, which is I know that the product has been used in hospitals around the world for muscle wasting disease and malnutrition. I know it's in the physician's desk reference. Is there
Yes.
anything that you wanted to share about, the technical use of the product and how difficult it is to get in the physician's desk reference? Anything in that regard?
Yes. Let me tell you, the only things that change, the product is the same. But it's like if you have a Ferrari and you have a professional racer, and you have a Ferrari and you have a normal person. Which means this is a huge instrument, very important instrument in the hands of physicians. Why? Because they are allowed under the law to use in patients. Now, doesn't change anything, but are the rules of law. If you want to treat a patient, you have to be a physician. Now, you can, of course, do, if you are a physician. If you are not a physician, unfortunately, you cannot do. For that reason, we always give the information and we say, listen, this is a huge instrument for physician to treat patient with renal failure, with hepatic failure. This is one of the most used product for the nutritional support to avoid cachexia in cancer patients. All oncologists, most oncologists, they prescribe superamino 23 just to prevent the cachexia, which means the wasting syndrome, in a cancer patient. Why? Because they know that the superamino is not going to treat cancer, is not going to prevent cancer, is not going to cure cancer, but is going to prevent the wasting syndrome, which means the fact that the cancer patient is going to consume himself. And of course, when they lose 10, 20, 30 pounds, is the way with no return. And oncologists, they know that. And you see clinical study done by oncologists that they say, and we gave our patients a superamino 23 just to prevent cachexia. Which,
fantastic.
Of course, that is. But, of course, for that reason, we are talking about weight control, that you don't need to be any doctor to do it. We are talking about anti-aging. You don't have to be a doctor to do anti-aging. And sport nutrition, you don't have to be a doctor to do sport nutrition, which means it's freely, it's open to everybody that can help now. And always, like you always say, listen, consult your physician. That's it.
Fantastic.
Which means tell me.
So I was going to say, well, Dr. Luca, we're really at the end of our 30 minutes. I know that on these Wednesday night calls, tries to respect.
Thank you.
So luckily we have you for one more week. So we're looking forward to having David Sandoval on next week again, and looking forward to having you on, Dr. Luca. Before we leave, though, what I would like to do, we always give away a convention ticket every Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. So what I would like to do before all the lines are totally opened up is, if you could, Pialani, if you could put the call into Q&A mode, because I want to try to give away a convention ticket, and then we'll open up the lines and say goodnight. So if you hear your name called, then just hit *6, and you are the winner of a free convention ticket. And tonight's winner is a director from Utah, Wendy Canfield. Wendy, *6, and you're going to convention for free. Wendy Canfield, going once, going twice, *6. All right, I've got a... Is that Wendy? All right, I've got... if you hear your name, this is second choice, director from Illinois, Tracy O'Donnell, *6. Tracy, looking for Wendy Canfield from Utah or Tracy O'Donnell from Illinois. Going once, going twice. All right, well, Pialani, we're at the bottom of the hour. If you could open up the line so everyone could say thank you to Dr. Luca, and thank you, Pialani, for hosting.